This is the UAU's City of the Moat. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is set to confirm federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, the conservative Barrett would be the third justice on the nine-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and would significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination, both objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal justice who died last month. Democrats say whoever wins the presidential election should nominate the next justice. Assuming Barrett is confirmed, the White House is planning to swear her in immediately on Monday evening. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's not given up the fight yet on coronavirus, despite criticism from his Democratic opponent Joe Biden that his administration has, quote, waved the white flag of defeat. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac at an airport in Allentown just before the first of three rallies Monday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump said Biden is, quote, waving the white flag on life. Biden on Saturday held two drive-in rallies in Pennsylvania, adhering to social distancing restrictions, but he is not campaigning on Monday. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said on CNN Sunday that the United States is not going to control the coronavirus pandemic. He added, "We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigations because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu." The Biden campaign released a statement soon afterwards saying this wasn't a slip by Meadows. It was a candid acknowledgement of what President Trump's strategy has clearly been from the beginning of this crisis, to wave the white flag of defeat and hope that by ignoring it, the virus would simply go away. End of quote. VOA News. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement that Armenian forces had shelled villages in two regions in violation of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had, quote, grossly violated the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. The U.S. State Department and the governments of Azerbaijan and Armenia announced the latest humanitarian ceasefire in a joint statement on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter, saying congratulations to Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, who just agreed to adhere to a ceasefire effective at midnight. Many lives will be saved. Belarus's opposition called a countrywide general strike Monday. It's the latest in a series of efforts to dislodge longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko from power, following what opponents say was a rigged presidential election in the former Soviet Republic last August. Svetlana Tsiyanovskaya, Lukashenko's primary opponent in the race and who fled the country under state pressure following the vote, threatened the strike 2 weeks ago in an effort to reinvigorate the protest movement. Her demands, Lukashenko resign, end police violence against demonstrators, and free hundreds of political prisoners or face a national work stoppage. On Monday, the independent media site posted photos of workers striking at several key factories. The news service also reported dozens of factory workers detained for joining the strike. But the prime minister's spokeswoman said all the country's major industrial companies were working normally, a notion Tsiyanovskaya's spokeswoman argued was mere government spin. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan told Turkish citizens to boycott French goods in response to what he says is France's anti-Islam agenda. During a televised speech Monday, he also called for European Union countries to pressure France to end French President Emmanuel Macron's efforts to fight what he called Islamist separatism. Macron has said separatism threatens to take over some Muslim communities in France. Erdogan also said European leaders should tell the French president to stop his hate campaign. Just how much of an impact the boycott would have remains to be seen. France is the 10th largest source of imports to Turkey. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.